to know.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I beat the fuck out of that Marine. Look at this. Look at this. Hit him with bombs, man. You can hear that shit, man. You can see that shit. You can hear that shit, man. You hate him. It's delusional, man. How many of you would have given me the chance to beat the fuck out of a U.S. Marine, man? Oh, hear that? You hear that? Let me play it again for you. Let me play it again for you. Hey, Box Rec, man. Hey, Box Rec. What happened, Box Rec? Yo, Box Rec. Woo! Look at that shit. Left hook, homeboy. What's up? Hoorah, motherfucker. Bam! Hey, man, you, that Marine entered the, he entered the ultimate battlefield, man. Man, he may have been to war and all that shit. He may have shot some guns and everything, but I don't know, man. That hand speed, man, I'm telling you, man. My hand speed like a motherfucking automatic, son. You ever heard of the gun M4, M16? Yeah, man, my hands are that fast. Look at that shit, man. I'm beating the fuck out of this guy, man. Yeah, boom, son. Yeah, man, that's me hitting him in the head, man. It's a 0.17. Oh, well, now it's 0.15. I hit him with a 1.2. Look. Hear that? Now watch this. Boom. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. What the fuck did I tell everybody? What did I tell everybody? What the fuck did I tell everybody, man? No, seriously, what did I tell it? Like, I've been saying it for years. That I'm number one pound for pound. Fuck May Weather, fuck Pacquiao, fuck May 2nd. Who gives a fuck, Charlie Zelenoff, a U.S. Marine on video. I am the greatest of all time. You fucking delusional haters. You fucking dumb sons of bitches, man. People talk so much shit. Every fucking video I post, I'm beating the shit out of everybody. Like, honestly, like, okay, Southpaw Phil, phenomenal performance. I beat his ass. The jiu-jitsu guy beat his ass for 3 minutes straight. He quit. He didn't want to go to the second round, man. That was a unanimous decision. Now, what's it called? The EFC TV fighter hit him 10 times in the head. Gio Zavala beat his ass. All these motherfuckers, man, beat their fucking ass. And what did all these fights get? More dislikes than likes because you trolls are retarded. I got more fans than haters. In real life, I got a lot of fans. Dude, I signed autographs at the fucking Grove, man. Not one time, not two, not three. Many times, man. I lost count how many autographs I signed. Not just at the fucking Grove, man. That's not the only place that supports me. There's a lot of other places. Everywhere in, like, everywhere I go in L.A., I got legit fans, man. Hey, let me ask you, pretend fans something now. Can't take the fucking piss anymore, can you? You fucking retards, man. You sure can't take the piss anymore, man. You motherfuckers, man. You bitches got fucking crushed, man. Exposed, man. Exterminated, man. And this Harvey Levin, whatever the fuck his name is, man. TMZ, man. Hey, what now, man? What now? Hey, how come you guys aren't? Hey, listen, champion boxer versus U.S. Marine, man. You telling me that's not interesting? What the fuck? You motherfuckers not featuring that fight. If the Marine beat me, oh shit, it would have been all over the internet. But it is on the internet. But I'm saying that you clowns, you mainstream clowns, would have been playing. But since I beat his ass, like, well, so one sided, this is it. You're not interested. You're like, we don't care. Yeah, now you don't care. You fucking clowns, man. Listen, you all of you people are going to hell. I'm telling you, man. When you people die, real shit, you're all going to fucking hell, man. Because I'm the greatest of all time. God loves me. You understand? I married a supermodel. I'm 80-0. I wouldn't be this successful if I was a bad person. You understand? I would not be. But I am. No, I'm saying I would not be this successful. Like, as a boxer, you know, look how beautiful my wife is. In 3 weeks, I'm meeting her at the airport. I'm flying out of LAX and I'm meeting her at the Ukrainian airport. And we already got the house. We've been having the house, and so that I already paid the rent for it. That means it's a done deal. We've been married. She's wearing the ring. She loves me. We Skyped the day for like 3.5 hours. And what can I say? Like they told me at the probation office. I told them about my wife Daria. I said, we've been waiting so long. Can you guys please give me a release form? They said they don't have the jurisdiction to do that until April 30. That's when I can go wherever the fuck I want. But the thing is, if my wife, for example, she lived in Las Vegas or she lived in New York, and April 30, I can go. But she does not live in the United States, therefore I have to get a passport. And my passport, I had a passport when I was a little kid, it expired, so I got to get a new one. So about 3-4 days, that's it. I got to go to the post office, pick it up. As soon as I get the passport, I call, I get the tickets. This is it. My wife is going to be in my arms, man. That was an 80 victory, 0 losses, man. It's unprecedented, man. Give me a fucking break with this Julio Cesar Chavez bullshit, man. Come on. I beat Deontay Wilder, man. With one punch. I beat Derek the Giant. 300 pounds. He would put Cesar Chavez in the coffin, man. This Marine would kill Cesar Chavez. That guy was big, man. I'm beating heavyweights. Not every opponent I beat was heavyweight, but even the ones that weren't heavyweights, they were like fucking 180, 170. They were big, you know what I mean? They weren't small. This Chavez guy, he's a paid professional actor. A lot of these fights are fixed. Two, let's say all his fights, until he lost, let's say all his fights are real. Who the fuck was he beating? He was fighting guys that are 130, 135, 140 pounds, man. He was fighting small guys. Are you fucking kidding me, man? I'm beating fucking super heavyweights, man. Give me a fucking break, man. Yeah, you can't asterisk my record. Well, I beat a Marine on video, man. You can't. You haters are fucking sick, man. You people are schizophrenic, you people are delusional, you people are deranged, you people need mental help, you doubted the greatest boxer, well, you people talked a lot of shit about me, man, and I told you many times, I warned you, I said, stop talking shit, because one day it's gonna backfire on you, because I'm gonna turn the tables on you motherfuckers so bad that you're gonna fucking regret talking shit about me, you're gonna regret it one day, you may be, you probably thought it was a fucking game, but now you know it's not. Now you know it's not a fucking game, man. Fucking retards. That's what I said. You pretend fans can't take the piss anymore, man. People got exposed. It's legit. It's legitimized. Charlie Villanoff, greatest of all time, motherfuckers. This is it. I made fucking hundreds, thousands of videos, literally just recording myself saying, hey, listen, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to win so many boxing matches. Hey, look at me today. I'm talking about being a man of your fucking word, man. Charlie Valenoff, man. Boxing legend. The king of the ring. The king of boxing. That gym, man, we don't need a fucking ring, man. We throw it down. Anybody that wants a title shot, when I come back from Ukraine, at that gym, anybody. Wilder rematch, Tyson. Holyfield's too old. If I beat his ass, what am I going to get out of it? They're just going to talk shit like they did with Senior. They're just going to be like, oh, you beat. When I beat Mayweather, they're going to be like, oh, you beat an old man. You should have fought Holyfield when he was younger. And that's what they're going to say. Believe me, I would kick Holyfield's ass now. I would kick Holyfield's ass fucking 15 years ago. I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like, I was a kid 15 years ago. I'm talking about, like, right now, me versus Holyfield 15 years ago. Yeah, I would kill Holyfield. Nothing special. The guy bounces around the ring, no power. Very slow. Give me a break. That Marine I beat would kill Nikolai Valiev, man. Nikolai Valiev, man, I'll drop one bomb on him, and that motherfucker. You'd think a fucking nuke hit him. he'd be done. Probably going off the greatest. No, but the thing is, I got respect for armed forces, man. I like, they're no match for me, man. Yeah, but let me tell you, any Marine would be, like for example, Riddick Bowe, that pussy, man. Yo, Riddick, man. I heard you throwing the towel on the 11th day in boot camp, man. You threw in the towel, therefore you didn't even make the Marines and not be the Marine that served in Iraq and not Afghanistan, you dumb son of a bitch. You fat fucking pussy, man. Shit, man. Come on, son. I hit Riddick Bowe so hard, man. Fuck, he'd throw up his fucking hot dogs, man. Come on, man. Motherfucker's so fucking slow, man. For every one punch, it's fucking 10 punches for me, man. Charlie's going off the greatest. No, these mainstream boxers, they're such a fraud. They're so overrated. They're just like, they don't. No, you don't understand. Like in the underground, these guys are a laughingstock. Like nobody supports them in the they're a fucking joke on the internet. Like all these fan pages they have and all these likes they have. These are trolls. These are from the people that are liking their pages. People that are supporting them, they're trolls. These are the people that doubted me and got exposed by me. Yes, that. And I'm telling you, dude, my homies, the people at the gym, where I smashed all these motherfuckers, they were laughing at that guy from K1. I beat this guy, the Mansfield, the K1 fighter. This fucking clown. Okay, I challenged him. He didn't want a buck. And then I like jabbed him in the stomach. Like lightly, you know, I didn't really like, and then this fucking faggot had the nerve to actually throw a punch at me. He threw a headshot, and then I threw a headshot at him, and then he quit. You know what I'm saying? There you go, mainstream kickboxing, whatever, boxing, see, all this mainstream shit. He quit, and that's it. They were laughing at that motherfucker, and the same day, I beat that guy with sleeves, and that guy did better than him. The white skinned black guy that I beat down with, and I jabbed him and he flew away. Yeah, him. I beat him the same day. That motherfucker, underground fighter, see? He did better than that mainstream fighter. That's what I keep saying. These mainstream fighters, they're not actual fighters. They're not trained to fight. They're trained to make fucking money off that money scam. Mainstream boxing, mainstream combat, I told you for the millionth, billionth, trillionth time, it is a fucking fraud. Do you understand? Being rich and driving a Rolls Royce does not make you a legitimate fighter. It does not. It has. Who cares how much money they have? They're not good fighters. That's it. I beat so many of them. Deontay Wilder, overrated, son. No chin. I hit this guy in the jaw. This motherfucker went flying. It looked like he went fucking ice skating in the ring. He fucking cheap shot at me. He gave me a fucking break. That shit went, man. I bombed on him. In the second fight, I bombed on him. I bombed on him in the body. This clown landed. He hit me in the back of the head, and I was not even hurt. And then when I was on a knee two times, he fucking, first one, he pushed me through while I was on a knee. Second time, I bombed on him. Then he hit me in the back of the head, knocked me down, threw at me while I was on a knee. He got disqualified, and he got physically smashed in the ring. Fuck Wilder. Hey, Wilder, I'd be a U.S. Marine, dude. Come on. I mean, what am I going to get out of beating you? I'm beating guys better than you now. Like, I already beat you. You know what I'm saying? This clown, he didn't want to fight me before I was this good. No? Are you kidding me? No, man. This is it, man. I'm the best. The ultimate victory was scored on Saturday. Charlie Zelenov beat the Marine. That's it. I beat all the boxers. I beat all the kickboxers. Man, I beat a kickboxer March 30th, and I beat a Marine April 11th. March 17th, I beat a K-1 TV fighter, and I beat that strong, bald black guy. He's a bare-knuckle fighter. Much better than that clown, Kimbo's wife. So, yeah, what the fuck, man? I heard, like, Kimbo's wife. Are you serious, man? Dude, I'd fucking I'd cripple that guy. I'd paralyze him, man. He'd be in a wheelchair with a fucking. Literally, machines would be operating Kimbo's wife if I hit him with my best punch. I'm winning all these fights. that U.S. Marine that I crushed, he would kill Kimbo's wife, man. Me beating Kimbo's wife, it would be a step back anytime, anywhere, son. It would be a step back. You understand? I'd be Derek the Giant, man. Derek the Giant would murder Kimbo's wife. Vladimir Klitschko, I would kill that guy. How many videos have I made challenging him? Videos? I actually called his office, man. How come he didn't call me back? I left my number so many times. I changed my number. I left him my new number. I changed my number again. I left him my new number. Never called back. Nothing. Tom Jokefloor picked up the phone. You all heard I recorded the video. They never wanted a box. His sparring partner even stepped up. I smashed his sparring partner, Deontay Wilder. He sparred Wilder in 2012 in Germany. I beat Deontay Wilder in Los Angeles. And Vladimir Klitschko never wanted a box. These people are a fraud. Oh, like I said, look at my wife, man. Look how beautiful my wife is. She fucking destroys. On looks, man, this hate and sweat that Vladimir Klitschko has, right? My wife, Daria, come on. It's not even close. She's so much hotter than her. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, best boxer, hottest girl. Makes sense. The greatest, man. Stop bragging when you back it up, man. See, I remember I was talking to some hater on Facebook, and I told him, I'm beating everybody. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, clowns? And he goes, yeah, but you're still bragging. I'm like, how's it bragging when I'm crushing these people? He's like, it doesn't matter if the result, if you're winning or not. He's like, even if you're winning, you're still bragging about it. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm proud of it. He's like, yeah, but you're still bragging. Again, when I see my fans in real life, it's on video. There's people literally making fists, taking pictures of me, you know, like standing next to the champ, Charlie Zee. You know, I'm signing autographs to the stores. Literally, people have to fucking, there's a line in the store, right? I come in the store, I cut the fucking line. I'm like, yo, let me get a Coke, let me get a Pepsi. Boom, champ's here. The fucking line had to wait. I had to put Charlie Zee, number one P4P. Here you go, champ. Enjoy. Now that's fucking respect. None of this bullshit, this fucking, these clowns. Listen, there was some good commentary on it, but again, I just, you know, if there's some real legit fans on the internet, these guys, then if chances are they're like new people. They're just new fans, you know, they just joined. But there's no way on these bots that used to hate on me, even if they're saying good shit about me now, I'm not sold. I'm sorry. I'm not sold. These are pretenders. These are, I mean, I do believe in the whole, you know, if they're trying to do if you can't beat them, join them shit. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. They hated on me for so many years, man. They said some of these derogatory things about me. I'm supposed to forgive them, man. Fuck them, man. Yeah, I mean, if somebody hated for like a few days and then realized they were wrong and then said, all right, Charlie, my bad, man, you're the best, man, I was wrong. Okay, that's cool, but I'll forgive that. But to talk shit and make literally fucking stickies and that lasted thousands of pages and hatred and fucking literally disturbing images about me, fucking, again, you people are going to hell. You understand that? I'm the greatest of all time. Okay? I would kill Mike Tyson. I would kill Muhammad Ali. I would kill Evander Holyfield. I would murder Jack Dempsey. What's his name? Rocky Marciano. I would kill Marciano. I'm better than all these guys. You understand? If these people, like in real life, I'd never get sold short. Hell no. I'm treated for who I really am in real life. I'm not at the Nike store signing an autograph. You understand that? The fucking Nike store, man. Yeah, like if what's his name? This moron Kobe Bryant showed up to the Grove. I'm sure he's been there before, but I'm saying if he showed up there right now, I don't think he'd get the respect. I mean, from Lakers fans, yeah, but a lot of people don't follow basketball. The guy that put Charlie's AP4P on the cup, right? Yeah, that guy wouldn't respect Kobe Bryant because Kobe Bryant supports Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. He's Kobe Bryant, man, he kicked out of the fucking store. They'd be like, fuck your basketball, son. You don't respect the best boxer in the world, man. Where are the Lakers right now? I mean, what are they, 64 losses, man? The Lakers are rock bottom. They were like 1-10 with Kobe. He didn't make much. He definitely didn't make much of a difference, man. Yeah, the playoffs should be interesting, man. So, I don't know. But the Bulls won by 27 against Brooklyn, If they can beat Atlanta tomorrow, it's going to be huge. If the Bulls beat Atlanta tomorrow, then they got a shot. They got a great shot to win it all. But again, a lot of these basketball players, Pau Gasol, Nico Mirotic, man, I'm a fan of those players, man, but like I said, I'm above both of them. I beat Jules Vall, I beat Deontay Wilder, I beat Derek the Giant, I beat Kevin Luka, I beat Southpaw Sill, I beat the Jiu-Jitsu guy, I beat the UFC guy, I beat the K-1 fighter, I beat a U.S. Marine, my best win, the ultimate victory. I beat Alu, the kickboxer. I mean, I'm the best. You know what I'm saying? Like TMZ, what now? What can you people say now? All-Star Hip Hop, man. Hey, well, what's up? How come the fight? You don't think that's interesting? The best boxer in the world versus a tough U.S. Marine. You don't think that's interesting to see who wins? I crushed him. It was one sided. But don't you think that's interesting? Then how come it's not on TMZ? How come TMZ didn't feature it? Why is it not World Star? Because it was so one sided. I beat his ass to the point. I didn't even get hit. I beat his ass to the point where it was like not even the biggest diehard zone of hater can say anything. They can't deny my victory. They cannot. You see what I'm saying? That's why the mainstream is like avoiding. They're not saying shit about it. They got embarrassed. They got humiliated, and they're like, oh, fuck. Let's pretend like this never happened. But hey, you can't pretend like it happened. It's on YouTube. It is on video. This is it. You people are done. I mean, these fucking clowns, Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, he's schizophrenic. He admitted that he takes fucking, what's it called, antidepressants, Paxil, and shit like that. Yeah, he admitted it on TV, whatever. Video TV, he admitted that he takes, like, fucking schizophrenic medication and shit, you know what I mean? What did Mike Tyson ever do? He got knocked out by complete bums, Danny Williams and Kevin McBride, guys that I would kill in one punch. He raped the women. I mean, he's a fucking rapist. Floyd Mayweather Jr. went to jail for hitting his ex-fiancée. What did Charles Oliveira go to jail for? Listen, I regret it big time because of knocking out those two game makers. I knocked out two huge heavyweight game bangers in one day. Oh, and I sure topped those makers. I'd be a U.S. Marine. It would beat the fuck out of both of them. I'd beat the fuck out of that Marine. But see, the thing is, because of those. Okay, so I would have been 78-0 if I didn't smash those two motherfuckers, but two motherfuckers in one day. I did jail time. In jail, people were terrified of me. Not just scared, but terrified, literally terrified. People walked down on the floor when they fucking saw me. See what I'm saying? Hold on. Yeah, we're going to go over time. But, I regret it now. At that time, I didn't when we married, I didn't know my wife, and I didn't know, that my destiny was to go to Ukraine and, go get my bride from Ukraine and bring her over here. I didn't know. It was 2012, and I was living in, living the moment, I got caught up, man. Shit happens, man. Hey, listen, man. Less than 3 weeks, my probation ends. I got to wait 3-4 days for the passport. So, exactly 3 weeks, I'm going to see my wife. As soon as I get the passport in my hands, right that millisecond, I can call or online, e-tickets. This is electronic tickets to Ukraine. One ticket, you know, one way. Because I don't know when I'm coming back, but I'm coming back with her, and I don't know when the embassy is gonna release her, and I'll be there as long as possible. So I'm not leaving there, obviously. No, I mean, I'm not gonna leave. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, I'm tired of waiting. I'm just gonna go back and come back later. No, fuck that. I love my wife. No, I'm gonna be there until the end. I'm gonna be there until they went around. This girl has waited for me for 7.5 months, and she's going to continue waiting for another 3 weeks, and the wait is almost over, man. And they even told me it's probation office, man. They're like, what is in the air between you and her, you and Dory? I said, oh, sure is. I'm like, sure is. And then they can literally make a love story movie about me and her. It's like what we've been through, My boxing career, man, it's real shit, man. It's gonna go down in sports history, not just boxing history, but sports history. It's the greatest story of all time, because all these guys, like for you, okay, in basketball, like, you know, LeBron James, fuck LeBron James, like, Chicago Bulls, eliminate the Cavs in the second round. Regardless, who gives a fuck? I'm the best boxer in the world, man. Regardless of my predictions on the NBA, I beat that Marine, I beat Zaval, I beat, Deontay, I'm beyond the best. I'm just saying that, like, Pope Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, these guys were all hyped. They were, before they even made the NBA, they were like, oh, these guys are going to be great players, they're going to be superstars. But Charlie Zelenoff was sold short. Charlie Zelenoff was counted out. Charlie Zelenoff was, nobody gave Charlie Zelenoff the chance to be the great champion he is today. Nobody, I'm the greatest of all time, the GOAT. Now the world knows that shirt they made. That shirt, GOAT. Those New York motherfuckers that backstab, whatever. That shirt that they made. Hey, 11 people got knocked out while I was wearing it, but now. 69 title defenses, 80 wins, 0 losses, 51 knockouts. Come on. I mean, no shit on the code. It's a certainty. It's a fact. It's a statistical fact. I'm the greatest of all time. Nobody's ever won this many fights. At 26 years old, they didn't know I am. Listen, man, I'm the best. It's such a huge drop-off that I don't even want to discuss who's number two, who's number three, who's number four, who's number five, who's number six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Who gives a fuck? I beat them all. I beat them all, man. I just didn't get, again, with fans, like when I see my fans, like yesterday I saw, one of my homies, for fans. I saw a fan of mine yesterday. We patted each other on the shoulder, like, what's up, homie? He said congratulations and shit. But I told him, I said, yeah, I just beat the fuck out of Marine a few days ago. He just stood there. He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, fuck, man. He's like, congratulations, man. He's like, congratulations on the wife. Congratulations on the victory. He's like, hey, do you know, man? Charlie's on off, man. Number one, man. He told me, man. That's respect right there, man. That's real respect. No sarcasm, no bullshit, none of that. None of these pretend faggots, on the internet that would just, like, say something like, oh, yeah, Charlie, you're the champ, man. And then they go on the forum and then they talk shit about me, behind my back. Yeah, fuck these motherfuckers. Well, hey, what now? What now, clowns? You fucking gullible son of a bitches, man. You son of a bitch just thought I fucking bought your bullshit, man, that I was sold on your fucking bullshit, man. You think because you write something good about me, you think that you really mean it? Hey, I don't give a fuck what you mean or what you think. I beat the fuck out of that Marine physically. I beat the fuck out of many, many, many people on video. It is a fact that I'm the greatest. Muhammad Ali is a fraud. Okay? Floyd Mayweather, fraud. Charlie Zelenoff, legend. That's it. Greatest of all time. No, what I'm trying to say is that I did not deserve to be sold short on the internet like I was. I did not deserve it. 14 likes, 28 dislikes. 28 dislikes, really? Hey, 28 of you. Right now, my victory was 28 of you. Go and fight that memory. Hey, I have his number. He lost to me. He got crushed by me. He has to work his way up in order to get a rematch, man. Let him beat some of the other, contenders in the underground. I mean, what a rematch, man. I annihilated him. A rematch is supposed to happen when the fight was close. None of my fights are close. I beat everybody one side. Even Dijon. I beat him one side of that. I hit him in the head three times. Yeah, that Marine would kill Dijon. Oh, Dijon Daniels, man. Listen, when I come back from Ukraine, I crushed Wilder one side in the ring. Wilder doesn't want to fight. Forget Wilder. I want to knock out Dijon Daniels. The way I performed in my last fight was on this past Saturday. If I fought like that against Dijon would go to sleep. If I hit him with that left, like that 0-17, yeah, Dijon, he would not be able to hold on like he was holding on when I was beating his ass. No, he would go to sleep. That's the key to beating him. I already beat him. The key to beating him by knockout or by TKO, like I said, I got to hit him, keep him at bay with that jab. Boom. So that on the jaw, on the temple, he's going to sleep. He's not in my league. I mean, I beat him on my worst day, on my best day. My condolences to that son of a bitch. Everything, the recent victory, a lot of victories, documented. 78, 76. Jacob, that was such a great victory there. 78, that was phenomenal. I mean, like, every fight I just get better and better and better. Literally, every fight I just improve more and more. Like, I just get stronger, faster, better. I mean, fuck. I mean, I'm only 26. I'll be 27 in July, but damn, man, I'm still young. I'm still fucking young, man. Floyd Mayweather is 37 years old. When he retires from fake boxing, nobody's going to remember this fucking clown, man. I'm going to retire with hundreds and hundreds of victories. I mean, okay, 100 or no, I'll retire temporarily, but I'm going to come back and score, at least get up to like 130 an hour, 120 an hour, maybe even 150 an hour. Hell, it's a really dirty box record. Maybe even get to 200 an hour. But the point is, I'm going to have hundreds of wins, hundreds of knockouts, zero losses. I mean, I don't have to do that. I can retire right now, and I'm going to go down history. 80-0 is the greatest of all time. But I'm just saying, it's not about it. I already proved all the delusional naysayers wrong. It's just, I just lost the fight. I can't imagine myself doing anything else besides boxing. Yeah, training people, it's not, I mean, I don't know. Man. Being a trainer is not my passion. I like breaking jaws, man. So those bombs I was hitting that Marine with, yeah, that's what I like to do, man. That's my passion. I had a dream, man, since I was a kid, man. My dream was to go down in history as a grand boxer that several lived. And that dream came true, man. And I always wanted to marry, a supermodel. And my wife is a supermodel, It's like, literally, God loves me. Since God loves me, then he hates you haters, man. And, you haters are evil, man. You people are the fucking, you people are crazy. You can't. No, seriously, like other athletes, I've never seen, like, I'm the greatest boxer ever. I'm the greatest athlete ever. I've never seen, like, why don't other athletes get criticized like I used to? Like, nobody can criticize me now. But why, like seriously, I didn't deserve to go through all this hate speech. No, it feels that much better now. Like every punch I connect, when I fight, like when I beat that TV fighter 10 punches in the head, that was phenomenal. That was legendary. When I beat the Marine, that was legendary. I mean, all these punches, it's like these trolls, they talk shit about me, right? But then I go in real life, I get it recorded, how I beat the shit out of my opposition. I mean, I'm beating kickboxers, boxers, now I beat a Marine. I mean, I am the greatest. Like I said, Riddick Bowe, 11 days. He did not even pass the fucking boot camp. This Marine served in Iraq, Afghanistan, this motherfucker, high rank. Hey, listen. Against me, I made him look like a regular fucking person. And that guy's a trained fucking killer, man. They trained. I nearly killed him. See what I'm saying? I'm number one. Yeah, and like I said, my skills, my speed, my power, my heart, my courage, my determination, my will to win. You know, it's undeniable. It's you can't not only that you can't deny it, but you can't hate on that kind of shit. Man. If you're not, see, you know, to all the people like pull like this to all the neutral people. You know, fuck the haters. The haters are delusional. I proved them wrong. These people are sick. But you don't even to all the neutral people. Not haters, not fans, just neutral people. They even take the time to click on my fights, on my title fights, and watch me whoop that ass. Thank you. I respect that. I said neutral people. You know, not even my fans, just not even haters, not fans, just neutral people that are new to the game. They're just clicking on my shit just to take the time to watch the greatest of all time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Much respect, man. I'm an honorable man. My wife loves me. I'm a great husband and the greatest boxer that's ever wasted a month, man. That's it. These people try to give me a false image. They try to say I was a bad person and all this shit, man. You know. One second. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, these haters are they're antagonists. You understand? Yeah, I'm a good guy. They try to, you know. Like, I'm not the villain. You know, I'm a champ. I'm the greatest. I'm the best of all time. These haters are the fucking antagonists. You know, mainstream boxing, Deontay Wilder, he's the antagonist, dude. He's the enemy. They're the enemy. Floyd Mayweather, Wilder, Klitschko, they're the evil motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, this clown, what's it called? Okay, I beat Jules Wall. No, this clown, Fedor Emelianenko. And this guy got knocked out by these UFC clowns. Any Marine would beat anybody, any guy from the UFC. If I hit Fedor Emelianenko, if I hit him like I hit that Marine at 0:17, oh my God, Fedor would go to sleep. Man. No, his. You saw the Marine's legs, they buckled? Yeah, Fedor, he would go straight to sleep. Nap time. Oh, man, that would be one hell of a victory. I talked to my wife literally, a minute before I laced up gloves. You know, I talked to my baby. I said, baby, I'm literally getting tape and taping my gloves right now. I'm about to find Marie. I'm like, this is for you, baby. So that I'm going to kiss my wife in the white dress, everything. The photos are going to be so professional. You remember the photo shoots, you know, and me punching the bag and everything. Yeah. Remember how professional the photos look. Yeah. Me and my wife, I'm going to be in a black suit, and she's going to be in a white dress. Actually, my wife, I'm going to buy her a crown. You know, like how some women, when they get married, they wear a crown, like at their wedding. Yeah, my wife's going to wear a crown because she's my queen and I'm the Puff Pound King. Charlie Zeller, the greatest ever. Puff Pound, number one. I beat a U.S. Marine.
And made her so studied, but she adored him and never wanted to cut it. Love, you drop the top down. 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 You drop the